Here in L.A., for 100 years now, generations have eaten at a restaurant that says it is the oldest in Hollywood. Stars, studio heads, writers have settled into Musso and Frank's red leather booths to negotiate, gossip, drink, and, oh yeah, eat. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg went to see how Musso's is doing in its centennial year on Hollywood Boulevard.
The restaurant opened before there was a Hollywood sign. The Musso and Frank Grill is such an institution, it's listed in the book 1,000 Places to See Before You Die. Such a showbiz staple that the Kaminsky Method pals on Netflix have lunch there every day. Alan Arkin, as Agent Norman Newlander, watches Musso's ancient, bent-over waiter shuffle slowly to his booth. In a red jacket and bow tie, his silver tray shakes as he slowly delivers Norman's martini, two olives in an icy glass. Norman's pal Kaminsky arrives. Alex, the waiter, shuffles back with Kaminsky's regular, slowly. It takes an eternity.
Look at this. For you, he runs.
What we do is we don't shake him.
Sonny Donato's been making Musso's famous $13 martini for 7 years.
We stir the ice. That keeps the alcohol from being what they call bruised. We have all of our glassware chilled.
Gin or vodka?
Well, traditional, always gin.
Olives or lemon peel?
We go olives unless people specify.
It's always about what the customer wants. Full disclosure, we are recording at 11 a.m. For journalistic integrity, this reporter felt obligated to try the martini. Oh, my goodness. Perfection. Look at this. Look at this. Calves, liver, lamb, kidneys. The menu has food my father loved. It would take many martinis to order some of it. Calves, sweetbread, tongue, liver and onions, Rolling Stone Keith Richards' favorite, sauerbraten, chicken pot pie.
We serve comfort food.
Mark Echevarria is Musso's fourth-generation owner-operator. They have updated lots of the menu, lightened it, slimmed it down. But
people want to know that they can come into a restaurant and get that dish that they had 30 years ago.
The Welsh rarebit. That's for me. Waiter Sergio Gonzalez, he stands up straight and moves at a pace. Sergio has doubts. Are you a cheesy girl? Assured that I am, he brings a warm metal platter with a swimming pool of melted cheese and a big spoon.
It has a cheddar cheese sauce with beer.
Isn't there Worcestershire sauce?
Yeah, Worcestershire sauce. Right. And a little dash of Tabasco, too.
Served over toast points with, for my diet, some slices of tomato. Delicious. Sergio's pleased.
Some people order Welsh rarebit and they don't even know what Welsh rarebit is. Where's the rabbit?
Where's the rabbit?
They want to know where's the rabbit.
Yeah, rabbit. No, no,
in
no.
The Welsh rarebit.
No, no, it's not rabbit. It's Welsh rarebit. Oh, excuse me.
Wonder if movie star patrons Clooney and Pitt, maybe Johnny Depp, like Musso's Welsh rarebit. Or earlier regulars, Raymond Chandler, Dashiell Hammett, Dorothy Parker, William Faulkner. Owner Mark Echevarria says Musso started as a writer's hangout.
The Screenwriters Guild was actually across the street. Back in the 20s and the 30s, these studios were hiring novelists to come and write screenplays.
William Saroyan, Ernest Hemingway, F. Scott Fitzgerald.
He would mix his own mint juleps behind the bar.
The movie moguls didn't like what those guys wrote.
Studio execs would just hack it, and then the novelist would come to the Screenwriters Guild to complain, and then walk across the street and get drunk at Musso's.
Film and TV people still come to Musso's, especially on Thursdays for the chicken pot pie. Waiter Sergio Gonzalez has served them for 47 years, almost half the life of the place. Sergio, 66 now, just works lunches. It's good exercise, he says, walking all day. Hard on the feet.
You have to wear the right shoes. I spend a lot of money on that because I know if you don't have good shoes at the end of the night, oh my God.
For a century now, through droughts, downpours, mudslides, fires, earthquakes, there's been Musso and Frank's. I have a friend, Barry, who worked nearby during the big Northridge quake in 1994. The town was terrified. After work, Barry had dinner at Musso's. It was business as usual, he says. Packed. Everyone needed comfort food that night. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.